Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I hope you're having a good day, planning to have a good day, or and maybe it's just staying at home and saying, okay, this is my day to just be at home. Whatever, I hope you're thinking about what this day means. And because it is July 4th, and the reason for that is that on July 4th, 1776, the wording of the Declaration of Independence was approved and sent to the printer for publication. So here's some, I thought, interesting information about the Declaration of Independence. Have you seen it? You know you can see it if you go to Washington, D.C. It is in the National Archives, and there are visiting times. You can imagine or you can see that it is very well protected. It's behind bulletproof glass. The glass is also quite heavily tinted so that no ultraviolet rays can get in there. Nothing can destroy it in terms of the light. And it's also stored in an inert gas. It was originally, you know, handed around. A lot of people touched it and so on. And so it's been through some pretty rough times, but that's where it is now. And the Declaration has only left the Capitol twice. You might guess a couple of those times, or at least one of them. The first time was when the British attacked Washington during the War of 1812. And the second time, that was during World War II, from 1941 until the fall of 1944. And at that time, it was stored at Fort Knox. So it's back in D.C. It's been there for a long time. And if you have an opportunity to visit Washington, D.C., be sure to put the National Archives on your list of things to do. First, it may not seem very exciting, like who wants to go see this, you know, and there's other important documents there. Also, why would I want to go see these pieces of paper? Well, personally, I found it very emotional to see that piece of paper, see the signatures, and think about how old it was and what it means to us, to me, to the country. Quite emotional. So I do recommend that as a stop. And, of course, if you're online, if you have that information, it'll tell you about where to find the National Archives, what the hours are, and all that kind of good information you need to know in order to stop and see the Declaration of Independence. Well, what about the signers? You know, John Hancock signed it. You know, George Washington signed it. But there are a lot of people on there you don't know their names. That's okay. The signers of the Declaration of Independence had various occupations. 24 were lawyers, 11 were merchants, and 9 were farmers and plantation owners. The signers of the Declaration of Independence did not all sign on the same day. You know, to gather that many people together, it took a little bit of time. John Hancock was the first man to sign the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, and he was the president of the Continental Congress at the time of the signing. Other signatures were added, as we said, at various dates, the last one being on November 4th, and a name that I did not know, Matthew Thornton from New Hampshire, signed it on November 4th. Not one of the men who signed the Declaration of Independence was born in America. 9 of the men who signed the Declaration of Independence before the American Revolution ended in 1783. And the Declaration of Independence was signed by Thomas Lynch Jr. and Edward Rutledge when they were only 26 years of age. Who was the oldest? Well, think about that a bit, and I'm guessing you could almost know. It was Benjamin Franklin, and he was 70 years old and the oldest to sign the Declaration of Independence. Now, so you step up, sign something, you go, well, you know, that's really good. We're glad they were supportive and all that and involved in the process. But signing the Declaration of Independence was extremely dangerous. It was a treasonable act, punishable by death. So Congress initially kept the names of the men who signed the document secret until January 1777. So not quite a year, but to protect them for charges of treason. two future presidents signed the Declaration, John Adams, who was the second president, and Thomas Jefferson, who was the third president. Also, one out of eight signers were educated at Harvard, and the document was signed by a total of 56 delegates to the Continental Congress. That's the group from the Continental Congress are the ones who wrote it and proposed it. And the Continental Congress actually did make some changes, quite a few, 86 changes to the original proposers, who were five members of the Constitutional Congress. So what else about the Declaration of Independence? About 20% of the American population during the American Revolution were loyalists, loyal to the king. And when the Congress were declared by royal decree, they responded by, members of the Congress were declared traitors. We mentioned that. By royal decree, and that's when the Declaration of Independence really came into being. We mentioned that it was sent to the printer on July 4th, 1776. And the printer, John Dunlap, was asked to make about 200 copies to be distributed throughout the colonies. There may be 26 of those first printings. These are the printing, not the original. 26 of those printings may still be around somewhere. Somebody has a collection, you know, folks have them, or perhaps in museums in various places. The first reading of the Declaration of Independence was in Philadelphia's Independence Square in July 8th in 1776. And the Freedom Bell, the Liberty Bell, is still tapped, not rung, every July 4th, 13 times for the original colonies. So that's still going on. That will go on tomorrow. And in 1776, when the Declaration of Independence was signed, the population of America is estimated to have been 2.5 million, and now it's over 300 million. Did you see the movie, The Treasure, National Treasure, the name of the movie, starring Nicolas Cage? It's about a secret written on the back of the original document. But there really isn't a secret there. There is some writing, a filing reference, that says Original Declaration of Independence dated 4th July, 1776. No secret there, just some filing information. Independence Hall was originally called the Pennsylvania State House, but was changed after the signing of the Declaration of Independence when it became Independence Hall. And as I mentioned, the Liberty Bell still recognizes that. That's where that happened. And the Liberty Bell was rung at Independence Hall on July 8th, summoning citizens to gather for the first public reading. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, our presidents, died on Independence Day, July 4th, 1826, 50 years after the first Independence Day. And during the Revolutionary War, four signers were captured by the British. Again, names we maybe don't hear or recognize, certainly don't. George Walton, Thomas Hayward Jr., Arthur Middleton, and Edward Rutledge. They all four were eventually released. And remember that the United States didn't actually exist until after that July 6th date, after the Declaration of Independence was signed. So maybe legally not until that November date when everybody had their signatures on there. The document stated the reasons the 13 American colonies wanted to be free of Great Britain's government. It also states that the authority to govern belongs to the people rather than to kings, that all people are created equal and have rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The colonies had been at war with Great Britain for over a year when the document was signed. And the reason for the American Revolutionary War and the Declaration of Independence was due to the belief that the Stamp Act of 1765, imposed by Parliament of Great Britain, was unconstitutional. So just a few facts. Hope you found some of them interesting about the Declaration of Independence and the reason that we really have this day of celebration. Until next time, here's a thought from Ronald Reagan. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. If we didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream, it must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same.